This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow here at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. And last week we talked about the International Space Station's nifty new espresso machine. Get it? Espresso machine. They also had a bulbous nose-shaped zero-gravity coffee cup, which allows astronauts to sip their drinks in zero gravity. But they are more than just sipping coffee up there. There is a microbiome experiment studying, does space change the community of bugs that live in your gut? Think about it, and then don't think about it. And experiments on how plants know to grow in the right direction, and it's not just the sunlight that we talk about here. And investigations on how your genes interact with zero gravity. Now we have the famous Kelly twins, Mark and Scott, as the test subjects. Mark is here on Earth, and Scott is up there in space for a year. They're going to be up there comparing notes with the ground. And then there's one of my favorite, the suction pants experiment, which, well, we'll talk about that with my next guest, NASA's chief scientist for the International Space Station program, Julie Robinson. She's based at Johnson Space Flight Center in Houston. She came all the way here to Huntsville. Thank you to be with us today. Glad to have you. Dr. Robinson, thanks for joining us. There's so many things going on up there that we don't hear much about, except the espresso machine.
Yeah, what can I say? The press doesn't always want to cover the most exciting science. They want to cover the most popular science.
You know, when I was reading about this, some of the exciting stuff, especially how zero gravity might affect the genetics of the people up there. We had never thought about that before, did we?
Right. I mean, now we're in the age of personalized medicine now. You know, doctors are starting to test your genes before they decide what to prescribe. It's hitting cancer therapy, all of that. And it's hitting us in space as well, because not every person is reacting to the space environment the same way. And as we start to understand that better, someday it's going to influence who we send to Mars, for example. Maybe not everybody has got the right genes to go that far and be subject to all that radiation and be alone such a long time.
Right. So we learn things that we never expected. We never expect a lot of things out of zero-G, but things pop out, right?
One great example that popped out about 4 years ago was that there are some astronauts, not every astronaut, and mostly the men, not really the women, that have permanent vision loss after being in space. A lot of astronauts have some vision decline when they're on orbit, but when they come home, there's a few that don't recover. And what we've learned over the last 4 years is that their optic nerve is swelling, the pressure in their brain, basically the pressure of the fluids in their brain is going up. Their optic nerve swells. It compresses their eyeball so it's not round anymore. And it can cause cotton wool spots and disrupt the retina. It's this whole process. And we missed it for all these, 40 years of human spaceflight. We didn't even realize that
was going on. Yeah, because we used to talk about maybe you lose some calcium, your bones atrophy a little bit, but never these other kinds of.
So bone loss we've known about
for a long time, and that's one that we're actually solving. So we've had astronauts now come home from the space station that with the right level of exercise, high-intensity resistive exercise, not running on a treadmill, the right vitamin D, and the right calories, eating a fair amount of food, they come home without losing bone mass density, and that's actually an incredible achievement for mankind to get off of the planet.
I think a lot of people want to get into space here.